Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I told you once again, when Oprah becomes president, I'm screwed. I'll have like guys in black suits at the front door, sunglasses, taking me out in cuffs. It's John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio, and I'm coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Since I've moved over to the studios of 680 The Fan, our new studios, because I used to come to you from our old studios. But since I moved over to our new studios, it's really sort of cool because if those of you haven't seen Battery Atlanta, the complex that was built, the sort of pop-up city that came up around the new Braves Stadium, SunTrust Park, it's really cool being around a professional sports stadium in the dark, in the middle of the night, when there's like, thankfully, there's security cameras everywhere, but things are lit up, and there's I park the car, and I'm looking right at the first base gate. So I'm staring right at the sign, first base gate, as I park my car. And I'm thinking of Anthony Piano last night as a Mets fan, seeing the Braves walk off on the Mets, and I'm sort of smiling a little bit, thinking, boy, Anthony would love to be here this morning. He would love to be able to see that. Anthony, wouldn't you have loved that? Be able to come on out and see your Mets?
I was so aggravated and disgusted with the last night. I punched my wall. I was just so aggravated and annoyed after last night's game.
I can imagine. We're going to get into the Dark Knight later.
What a clown.
Because there's nothing I like better than saying, I told you so. And if you know, I also raise my hand when I screw it up, when I get it wrong. But I have always been a person who doubted the Dark Knight. And when I heard Met fans, it's Harvey Day! Harvey Day! Happy Harvey Day! That was such garbage. And I called it out while it was in the heat of it, and everybody was mocking me. Other people on CBS Sports Radio were mocking me, saying, oh, he just wishes his Phillies had a guy like Harvey. No, I didn't. And no, I don't. No, I don't. Remember, Harvey was going to be the next Jeter. Remember? Remember, like, let's pose shirtless in ESPN the magazine. Let's turn this. He's going to be the next hero. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We're going to get into Harvey a little bit later on. But as we begin, how many times do we bounce around and start with like some of the more obscure? And I'm saying obscure because of the fact that it's obscurity, just teams that don't get talked about. Is the party still going on this morning? Is there still a party going on in New Orleans this morning? Because the New Orleans Pelicans are the first team to advance into the Elite Eight. And I like it that way better because I hate saying like conference semifinals or whatever. The Elite Eight of the NBA. I love seeing New Orleans do it. And everybody's like, wow, New Orleans swept the Trailblazers. Wait a minute, dudes. Let me give you something. They were one win behind them in the regular season. Because of the balance of power in the Western Conference, the New Orleans Pelicans were every bit as good as the Trailblazers. It was just a coin flip of home court advantage, and these two teams played pretty much the exact same way all year. Anthony Davis? Wow. Are you kidding me? 47 points in the sweeping game? I love seeing this for New Orleans because to me, I heard Ben Horowitz in Zach Gelb's show last hour talking about the fact of celebrating the Golden Knights in the NHL. I love the fact that the Golden Knights are in the Elite Eight of the NHL. I love that. I think it's awesome. And New Orleans, I think it's awesome for you too. I think it's awesome for you too. And then Utah last night. Manages to take a 2-1 lead and just a, to me, a performance that shows that the Utah Jazz continue to be that little engine that could. They're that NBA franchise that just manages to draft well, make smart decisions on spending money, and they just chug along. That's a 48-win Western Conference team, which to me translates to probably like a 50-win, 51-win Eastern Conference team. I love that. I could have started today's show with the Sixers, going up 3-1 in the Heat. But you know what? New Orleans, you never get love unless it's the Saints. Utah, you never get talked about, ever, for anything. I am so excited for you. And you know what? Go T-Wolves, do your thing. You gave Houston a scare in game one. You come on out in game two and you show, hey, we're not intimidated. In the third quarter, you sort of pull away a little bit, create that buffer. I'm loving what I'm seeing out of the Timberwolves. To me, give it to me, NBA. You're giving me storylines. You're giving me things that shock me. The Indiana Pacers being up 2-1 on Cleveland, I will tell you, I doubted the Indiana Pacers. I thought Cleveland would win in five. Pacers have a chance today to go up 3-1. I love it. Absolutely love it. When the Wizards rolled over the first two games, I was shaking my head saying, okay, yeah, it's the Wizards. But I was surprised. When the Bucks just went out there and trounced the Celtics on Friday night, I was surprised. You know what I want to be? I want to be surprised. I want sports to surprise me again. I want sports to give me reason for intrigue again. Tampa Bay Lightning, congratulations to you. Tampa, you never get love. The Tampa Bay Lightning in the Elite Eight. I love it. Does anyone ever give Tampa Bay much love? Thanks to the Buccaneers being anonymous for so long? No. No, it's not. Toronto Maple Leafs avoid elimination. They win at Boston. In a game that most everybody thought, well, it's the Leafs. The Leafs will be the Leafs. They'll go out and they'll lose. No. They force a game six. The Flyers did it the other night. They forced a game six. The Capitals were the running joke, being made fun of by everybody. Absolutely harassed. And they find a way now to be up 3-2. Winnipeg. As much as I hate it, because Gary Bettman sold away a team from the eighth major market in the United States to Canada, but the Winnipeg Jets, congratulations. You're in. Colorado Avalanche forces the Predators to a game six. They're in. You know what I'm getting this spring? I'm getting storylines that intrigue me. I'm getting storylines that shock me. That's what I want in sports. Sports had gotten too predictable. Too predictable. Where you just pencil it in year after year, it's the same stories. Now, I have a feeling that things may return to form in the NBA. God knows with the NHL, and I will be honest with you, since Gary Bettman sold away our team, I haven't given it as much attention. And we don't talk a ton of hockey in the show. But I've enjoyed the playoffs and enjoyed the postseason. I enjoy the fact that whenever sports can surprise me, whenever I can get a storyline that I'm not expecting, the New Orleans Pelicans, I've got the NBA ticket where I can watch any game, any team. I watch New Orleans play if I bounced by them this year. If I was going by the channel and flipping and seeing, oh, and I will be honest and say it was usually because New Orleans was playing Golden State. Or maybe New Orleans was playing Houston. It was usually because of the other team that I was tuned in. I didn't watch Timberwolves basketball this year, but I'm enjoying what I'm seeing. Show me different brands. Show me different storylines. And yes, the process as it has evolved in Philadelphia has just caused me great joy. It's fun. It's exciting. I was watching maybe four quarters of Sixers basketball a week during the teardown. Just, it wasn't intriguing me. I'd watch 8 minutes here, 8 minutes there, 10 minutes here, and prayed for a better day. The NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs are giving different fan bases different reasons to be excited. And for me, that excites me. That makes me happy. I love it. And you know what? It's this great newfound feeling of joy that I've got. And Anthony, I swear to you, it's all because of February the 4th. It's all because of Super Bowl Sunday. That now I find myself rooting for everybody else who never got to taste victory like that, never got to taste a championship. I'm now rooting for every one of those teams to all have their wishes and dreams fulfilled. Unless it screws over one of mine. That's always my whole mentality as a sports fan has changed. I used to love seeing just the best teams advance, the favorites in sports, and see them just battle it out, see the best teams. Now I'm rooting for underdogs left and right.
How about those underdogs? Pelicans? Rondo is good again somehow.
Oh, my gosh.
As you said, Anthony Davis has been great. Holiday might be the breakout star of the playoffs. Holiday has been unbelievable.
Can you imagine? Now Drew Holiday wasn't needed in Philadelphia anymore because they had to do these moves to build the team that they did. But remember, Holiday was a Sixer.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
and
another.
Not only has he been good offensively, but he shut down Lillard in this series.
Oh, my gosh.
Lillard averaged only 19 points per game.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I love seeing these new teams. I love seeing different storylines. And Anthony, I know as an Icelander, the Vegas Golden Knights, though, is a great story. Yeah, it's a great story. You're not, you're not a fan, but you know the atmosphere out there.
Oh, I love that. I'm rooting for them.
You know the excitement.
I got hooked when I went out there. That's a great arena. The fan base was tremendous out there. That building is electric.
When do they get to play again? I mean, it's been forever. And this is a problem with the NHL. When do they get to play again? They've been sitting around waiting. And the Sharks are waiting too, right? So it's the Sharks and the Knights are waiting to play. Why wouldn't they let them play and start a second round series? I know they like to have all the series going at the same times, but why wouldn't they let them start a series? Because having them sit around is just stupid. Let them get their second round series going and gain a better advantage in the Western Conference if one of them finishes earlier.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.